Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Let's do Fan Friday. And this morning we've had a substitution on our squad. Jay is missing. So instead, a very formidable Chris is going to take his place. Let's say good morning to Chris and Mickey. Morning to you guys.
Morning, Steve.
Nice to have you both on. Let's start with you, Mickey. How's the week been? As an Evertonian, you get firmly immersed now in pre-season.
Oh, well, yeah, it has. I'm still glued to my phone, computers and everything, pal, and, you know, various websites to see if anyone's coming in. And it's still sort of very quiet, but it seems to be picking up, mate, doesn't it? Slowly but surely, I think the signings are going to start to come in.
Yeah, there's still not many out there. I saw something from Sharpie this morning. He'd written a piece saying that he was confident that they're going to have a big flurry of signings all of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean, it looks that way. I mean, you like to get your players in, Steve. I don't know, like, sort of about yourself, but I just think sometimes it's nice to get them in early doors because you want them to integrate with the squad and you want to get them away on any trips, obviously, out to pre-season. But as we know, it's just, you know, it's not that easy, is it, getting it done? And especially with the amount of money that's involved now, it's got to be the right players. You know, you don't want your you don't want them to add over like we just, you know, we like Romero was with the assay. So it's got to be right, hasn't it? It's got to be right for the club. And, you know, these things do take time. But hopefully, mate, as Sharpie did say, they're going to be like buses, aren't they? Once one comes in, hopefully a few will come along.
OK, let's bring in Chris Williams from This Is Anfield. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, great, thank you. Let's just start with the game the other day against Chelsea. It's not any sort of definitive sort of, marker in the sand on what's going to happen in the Premier League season, especially judging by the side that Liverpool put out. It was a mixture of youth and experience in the first half. But we're slowly but surely starting to see little signs of what Jurgen Klopp's all about in this pre-season.
Yeah, I think we are. And that was very evident in that game. And you're quite right, it was a fringe squad. Bit worrying for me to see an aerial goal conceded. But, I think that's probably down to the players that were playing. But yeah, as we chatted, I think it was last week, it's all about building those relationships pre-season and getting your fitness. The results are neither here nor there. I think as we look towards the last game against Barcelona and then getting ready for Arsenal, I think that's when we'll see Liverpool's starting 11, as we said the other day.
What is that about conceding from set pieces? It was an absolute thorn in Liverpool's side last season, and you're just hoping it can go away. And then you watch that and you think, oh, what's been learned?
Well, it's been a thorn in Liverpool's side for, I'd say, the last 4 or 5
years.
Right. It's not really been addressed. Don't know if we're going to address this left-back situation again. Is Albert Moreno going to be first choice? You know, a lot of lads have gone away. Brad Smith gone. Flanagan looks to be going. Wisdom looks to be off. Randall, is he going to go on loan? It leaves us Klein and Moreno, really, with Gomez and Klavan as cover. And maybe James Milner. Although I did read this morning, Steve, that in a French newspaper that we're going after Jordi Gasper from Lyon, head-to-head with Bayer Leverkusen. But you would think that Trent Alexander-Arnold would be above the pecking order for him.
I think James Milner might be very much at the forefront of his mind. You mentioned him there, but we've seen him in that position.
Yeah, we have, and he's one of them utility players that can play anywhere, can't he? So he can play in the centre, he can play at the back. I think he even had a stint at right back, or that might have been Raheem Sterling, I can't remember, under Brendan Rodgers. But, you know, he can move around everywhere, and he is a utility player, underrated by some, overrated by others. But, you know, he's on the money, he is, because of what he can offer the side.
What can Alberto Moreno do to change people's mindset about him?
Be less like Bruce Grobbelaar and lose his head. He's very good. He played very well at Seville. You know, he won Europa Leagues at Seville. He's a good player. He seems to be a modern-day wing-back, which is they're brilliant at going forward, but almost the defensive priorities have been lost in favour of the attack. He's fits and starts. He did a fantastic tackle last season where, you know, he ran the full length of the pitch and did a tackle that Alan Hansen would have been, you know, proud of, getting his right leg in front of the player and hooking the ball back, and the whole stadium erupted for that. He just needs to relax a bit. But, you know, maybe the second season, full season under his belt, he may adjust to the Premier League a bit. I think it's probably too early to say ship him out on the next plane back to Spain. But he needs to calm down a bit and, you know, what I don't like is if he goes down if he gets you know, a foul on the edge of the box and it's not given, he doesn't track back, he needs to address that. And I think Klopp will make him address that.
He's one of those players, though, that when fans see his name on the team sheet, there's almost that bit of the groan, you know. And that's sort of wrong. He is a young player and he needs to be able to get the opportunities to change that in people's mindsets. But already, you know, if people say, oh, left back, Alberto Moreno, it's a bit like the whole De Sena. You know, if De Sena was in the squad, people go, oh.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to change those mindsets because you need a long period in the team to convince people that you're good enough and you're growing.
Yeah, I mean, Lovren has seemed to have turned around his fortunes. You know, he was much of a groaned player whenever he was mentioned on the team sheet. He's now sort of turned that around the back end of last season. I'm hoping Alberto Moreno can do it because anyone that watched the Liga and watched him at Sevilla, he is a decent left-back. He just needs to find that form that's missing at the moment.
Talking of left-backs, Mickey, it looks like Leighton Baines is getting a new Everton contract. That would take him past the 10-year mark with Everton Football Club, and rightly so as well.
Yeah, you know, Baines has been absolutely unbelievable for us. You know, since he's come in from Wigan, he's been, you know, absolutely solid. And I think you look at, you know, how important he is to Everton. It's not only what he does at the back, it's what he offers going forward. And I know down that left-hand side, you know, him and Stephen Pienaar, you know, going back sort of, you know, a couple of years or so, we're probably down the left, we're just, you know, so formidable. He used to frighten teams to death. And he's certainly one that, he's, you know, a fan's favourite. He come under the fire a little bit, didn't he, last year from Roberto, and obviously the fans weren't happy about that. Because he's just a really nice guy as well, isn't he? You know, he's one of the players that always makes time for the fans. I'll always sign an autograph, you know, even in away games, he's always one of the first ones that are right over there to the away fans. And, you know, it's only, you know, fair that he gets a new contract because we still think that he's got a lot to offer. I can't believe that he never went out to the Euros, to be honest, Steve, because I know he had that little bit of an injury, but what he offers down that left-hand side creatively, and as I say, as well as going back and throw his penalties into the equation, he's you know, he's certainly got to be one that's first on the team sheet for me, and you know, thankfully he's got his new contract.
Well, we will have soon. Very much a fan's favourite, and of course you mentioned it last year. There was a little bit of a war of words with the manager, but fans firmly on his side when he basically came out and said the team lacked chemistry.
Yeah, and he was only speaking the truth, wasn't he? You know, we all know what Roberto Martinez was like. You know, I think, you know, it was nice and refreshing to see Ronald Koeman come out this week, even, you know, after our 3-1 victory against MK Dons, he come out and actually said, look, there was things there that I wasn't very happy with that I'm going to work on. You wouldn't have got that with Martinez. He would have put his, you know, his famous spin that he used to put on it, and I think the fans were fed up with it, and obviously, you know, the players were fed up with it as well, and you know, Baines, he come out and he said as much. You know, they were lacking that chemistry. There was no relationship down the left-hand side. There was no relationships anywhere on the pitch. And, you know, which is really, really important. And as I say, you know, when Roberto sort of threw him under the bus a little bit, I think every Evertonian had his back, which is, you know, we stick together.
Let's finish on sour relationships, Chris. Mamadou Sakho and his manager, Jurgen Klopp. I think Jurgen's dealt with this brilliantly, but you wonder how the relationship sort of re-intertwines, how on earth they get back together, how on earth he manages to get the best out of him. You wonder whether Sakho might be a sulker from this point. It's a strange dynamic we've got on our hands now.
Yeah, it is. And Jurgen Klopp's put it down his marker in the sand. And I've said this a few times. He looks to be a bit of a laugher and a joker, Jurgen Klopp. And he has a bit of a laugh and a joke in his press conference. He comes out in his Beatles T-shirt. You know, he seems to be a very relaxed, cool type of guy. But he's got that persona that if you cross him, he will deal with you very quickly and very harshly. And, you know, Sacco's sort of tread the line there and he's sent him back to the UK. Probably doesn't mean he's going to be sold, but maybe he's fired a shot across his bow. Interesting to read, you know, in the news, a rehash of the story when he was at PSG where he was a little bit indisciplined at times. You know, maybe it's a trait he's got. Don't forget he was dropped by Brendan Rodgers, who was substituted, I think, and stormed out the ground. And so maybe it's due to a bit of a tantrum. But, you know, he was taken out. He's got to do his rehab now back in the UK. But that was the main thing was the messing around and the not focused. And Klopp's dealt with it well. It also sends a message out to all the other players. You're here to play for Liverpool Football Club. You're not here to mess around. If you want to mess around, you'd be sent away.
Nice one, guys. Chris, Mickey, thanks for your time this morning.
Cheers, Steve. Thanks a lot.
Take care. Fan Friday returns next week.
This is Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.